This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Fred Batchelor's here right now, and Coach, it'll look the same in the standings. A win is a win. Certainly a slog at the beginning, but it looks like the team figured it out towards the end.
Well, again, I thought our bench played well. I thought our bench was the difference in the game tonight, and then our starters came in and made the plays they had to make. But we need to play a more complete game. You know, I like the resiliency. I like the toughness. But we just, you put yourself in a position where you don't put teams away. You know, we had so many situations to go up in double digits without the free throw line, and we didn't take advantage of it. But they found a way to do it at the end. And, you know, CC came through, made some tough shots. And I thought, Taylor Claiborne was really big for us. Hadn't seen the floor in I don't know how long. I told her last time she played, she had a double-double. So maybe it's my fault that she hasn't been playing. So I accept that.
Yes, Taylor Claiborne, and like you said with the bench, it seems like it's somebody new every day. Claiborne, 22 minutes, 6 points, 3 of 5 shooting, a couple of key defensive stands and key buckets in the fourth quarter when the Hawks needed a bucket.
Well, the dagger three that Regine made came off of her play. She's had a great spirit, and I try to tell these kids all the time, when you have the right spirit, good things will happen for you. And I'm happy to see that for her.
Regine Martin with the 16 points. I believe that ties her career high. The dagger three in the right corner to essentially ice it. And of the three guards, CeCe and Kiki certainly grab the headlines, but Martin can stand in, and a senior like that who can step up, that's an incredible asset.
Well, Regine, I'll tell you, I don't think I'm going to miss a kid as much as I've ever missed a kid in regard to Regine Martin. I've learned that with kids like Jessica Long and Shawnee Sweeney's and, the Tiamber Burks, those kids that, they just give it to you. They play hard for you every night, every day. They don't miss a practice. They're just always committed to competing. And sometimes it doesn't look pretty, and sometimes she doesn't play well. But to have that type of kid, on your team and in your program, Regine, I'm going to miss her after this year. And so I'm going to try to take advantage of having her and get the most out of it.
North Carolina A&T comes in town on Monday. Three games now where, at times, Hawks have been down. They're still 3-0 in conference play. So I think the message here is once you guys really start clicking, watch out.
Yeah, we hope to keep it going. Being at home against A&T, a team that's picked ahead of us, I think they're number one and number two preseason pick. It's going to be a tough game for us, because they come in with a championship mentality, and we have to really, really pick up our game and play a lot better than we did today.
I appreciate it, Coach. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks.